Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Abundant Thinking. Today, we are talking about passion, happiness, and living your own life and not judging others. In this episode, you can expect to learn why popularity is a driving factor to judgment, why judgment can be an indication of jealousy, perspective shifts to do the things you actually love, how to not let others' opinions impact you, how happiness plays a role in passion, and much, much more. If you haven't already, I would really appreciate if you guys follow me and hit the bell notification icon to stay up to date and never miss another episode. Hello, everybody. Hope you guys are having an absolutely amazing day, night, whenever this episode catches you. It is an absolutely beautiful day here in my dorm room. I have about a foot of space where I can put my arms right now. If you guys live in the dorm, you know how it is. But absolutely beautiful day. I'm super excited for this episode. And the inspiration I had for this episode was the fact that I feel everybody today judges. And they feel so inclined to do so just because everybody around them does it. It's like a domino effect. Once somebody does it, you push a domino and then people around you do it, and even more people. And first thing I want to start you guys off with is, much like economics, you want to have a hands-off approach to people. It makes life so much less exhausting to not have to worry about anybody else's problems, situations, and things that they're doing. Let Timmy, the guy who likes to swim in puddles, do his own thing. Pointing and laughing at somebody for the sake of being funny and getting brief attention from friends does nothing for you. At the very least, somebody is enjoying what they do, and they can say more than you ever can, because all you do is sit on the sidelines and don't do anything about your passions. You never even tried to do something in the first place, so why are you looking at somebody and laughing at them for doing something they enjoy? I think a lot of people have these negative thoughts about others because they're jealous in a way that they're able to express themselves in a way that others can't. Something that I think is kind of interesting that I bring up to my friends just to hear their opinions is the fact that right now I'm in America. So depending on where you're listening, we have different interests, different hobbies, especially in different countries, right? So one of the things that my friends love to do the most is play American football, right? They're super passionate about it. They love doing it. But it's also the most popular sport to play, right? If you're a football player, people are like, oh, okay, you play football. But I asked my friends, if you were to live somewhere else, let's say you live in an Indian village where nobody plays football, and people probably judge you for playing American football, would you still want to play it? In other words, is the reason that you love to play football so much because you reap the benefits of everybody supporting you and telling you how cool it is you play football? Or do you play it just because you're actually passionate about it? If you were to move, if you were to have something happen to you where you're not in this ideal position where everybody's supporting you, would you still be doing it? You know, people are always passionate about something, or they say they are, when in reality, their words are coming from a place of reinforcement. So if you're playing football, you get good help, you get good training, you get people around you, you get popularity for playing football. That's how it is. You know, the football players are some of the highest rank, if you will, of people that go to schools. Even here at uni, right? If you play football, it's like, oh, he's playing D1 football. That's amazing. The point being is, we'll see somebody doing something that isn't as popular here in America and judge them for it. Another thing that I like to say is, Jason likes sledding. Let him sled. Right? Why do you have to look at him and be like, oh, that's such an unpopular sport. Why is he playing that here? Stick to a sport that's more popular. When in reality, why would you want to stick to something or do something that doesn't actually make you happy? It makes no sense. The reason that this episode is titled Live Your Life and Let Others Live Theirs is because you are your own person and you're going to be with yourself 100% of the time. And there's so many things that can be said on that, because if you're with yourself all the time, why are you doing things that don't actually make you happy? And why are you doing things just for the sake of getting approval from other people when those other people are less than 1% of your life, right? You might go to college right now and you might see these friends all the time, but 20 years from now, what are you going to think when you haven't done anything that you truly loved? One of my favorite things about this podcast is how I'm able to express myself and do what I actually enjoy. I love recording these episodes for you guys, and something that I think I'm going to start tailoring more towards is kind of quote-based episodes, just like this one. Live your life and let others live theirs. It's a quote. It's not necessarily a topic idea. It's just a quote. So me being able to work off of that quote makes me very excited and very passionate about what I do. So that's a sign for me to keep doing what I love to do. And as far as other people's opinions go on you, I had an episode where I talked about why other people's opinions shouldn't matter to you. You don't need to check it out. But the first thing that I mentioned was a quote from Alex Hormozi, and I want to read this back to you guys because I think it's super powerful. Alex Hormozi says, "A friendly reminder that in 3 generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you all along. Imagine someone you know achieves every dream and every goal they have, and later they get old and die. After 2 years, think about how much you will care, about as much as everyone else will if you accomplish your goals and dreams. Do it for you." It took me a good amount of time to truly understand this quote, and I'm going to highlight the specific part that I didn't understand the first time, but going over what Alex says, I think this is so smart because having the frame of the fact that nobody's going to remember you in 3 generations. Most people won't even remember you in 1 generation. Most people won't even remember you in 2 years. You need to understand how temporary some people are. Along with that, you need to optimize for the people that you have for the long time and let them understand you. If your parents resent you for what you're trying to do, you need to help them, help guide them through it. Tell them why you're passionate for what you want. I think the thing is, so many people want what's best for you. That's what people say. Your parents, your friends, and truthfully, they do. Your family and friends don't want to see you fail. They don't want you to have to go through something that isn't necessary. They do want what's best for you, but they don't know what that is. Only you know what's best for you. And that's why when you're doing these things and when you set a bar higher than what your family and friends do, they think you're crazy and they think that you're doing something wrong or you're on this path that doesn't make sense and it's not feasible. They set this bar, and once you set your bar even higher, they think that's not possible. And you need to learn how to listen to yourself. In my opinion, one of the most important traits somebody can learn, in my experience, this is just mine, is understanding yourself, what you want, and being able to trust yourself in what you want. Only you know what you want. I'm going to preach that. I'm going to say it till I go down to the grave. Only you know what you want, and you have to be able to do the things that you want, or you're never going to live a happy life. Living a life, putting yourself under people, and doing things to please them will never result in happiness because you're not doing ultimately what you want. You can make an argument that, oh, this is what I like to do. I like to help people. I like to help people too, actually. And this is a problem that I had a while ago when I would help people and I would think that I'm being productive doing it. It's good to help people. It makes me happy, but it's not what I want for myself, right? You might want to develop this personality trait. You want to be helpful to other people, but you have your own goals that you need to hit and you need to do it and adjust properly to what you have in your life right now, if that makes sense. So if you have distractions, if you have things that are putting you outside of your path, you need to try your best to get it away. And this is something that I struggle with a lot too, as far as social media, because social media has the effect of doom scrolling and having all these things, and everybody doom scrolls. Even Elon Musk doom scrolls. He was saying, I forgot who mentioned that, but even Elon Musk doom scrolls. You guys have to understand that we're all people. We all make these mistakes, but you need to be able to catch your mistakes, right? I just mentioned a problem that I have and I'm working on, and I want you guys to think about the same thing for yourself. Ultimately, everybody is different. Let them do what they enjoy. Don't dislike someone. Don't think somebody's weird just because you guys have different interests. You know, this is something I see a lot as a college kid, even as a high schooler before, is the second somebody has different opinions, different hobbies, different goals, they're a target. Oh my God, that's the dude over there who swims in puddles, like I mentioned. Timmy likes to swim in puddles, right? Oh, look at that guy over there. He likes to swim in puddles. What a weirdo. Well, you know, let him do what he wants. Why is one of the things that he likes to do even having a little bit of a grasp in your brain? right? Pretend your brain is like your iPhone storage. Why are you letting this person take up space? He's irrelevant to your life. This person is like an app that you never delete, right? On your phone, you might have some apps that you installed a while ago, never used them, and you just forgot to delete them. They're just taking up space. They're doing nothing for you. This is the same exact thing. Why are you letting this person's passions and hobbies affect your mood, right? I have seen people like genuinely start getting mad that somebody is doing something that they like. And this happens because people resent others who are doing something that they can't. More specifically, this person sees that Timmy likes to swim in puddles and he's super passionate about it and he loves doing it. And he knows that he also loves to do something that he thinks people would find weird, but he can't push himself to do that because he lets the opinion of others affect him too much. And this makes him resent Timmy because he's like, oh, why does he get to be happy and I can't? You know, I'm going to make fun of him because I can't do what I love. So why does he get to do what he loves without me having to be a bad person and me having to offend him? And it's annoying for me that people are seen as different archetypes. Like, you have different groups of people and it lets these groups are affected so much, right? That's why you have the jocks from the nerds and all this. And even going back to my sport example with, would you still play American football if you were in an Indian village where it wasn't popular and people thought it was not a fun sport to play and nobody liked it, right? Would you still do it? Different sports also have different archetypes, right? It's completely different if I tell you, oh, I do MMA, I'm a cage fighter, than if I was to tell you, oh, I'm a competitive cheerleader. But why does it matter? Passion is passion. Live your life and let others live theirs. If you think competitive cheerleading is fun, good for you. I am genuinely so happy for you if you find something that you genuinely love and you do it, even if it's something popular, right? I want to go back to my American football example. If you're passionate about something, I'm happy for you. I'm not here to pick on you and say, oh, you're not going to be passionate about it if these were the circumstances, if X and Y happened. I am so happy, genuinely, for everybody, for anybody. I wish nothing but the best for people in general if they do what they love, because it's so hard and so many people just don't do it. So whether you're an MMA fighter, whether you're a competitive dancer, whether you like to swim in puddles, whether you like to sleep standing up, whatever, it doesn't matter, right? If you like to do something and you do it, great. And keep doing it. And don't let other people stop you. Passion is passion, guys. Don't let other people that take up less than 1% of your life tell you how to live your life, because you are with yourself 100% of the time and you live with the feelings of your actions far less than the results of them. I heard that on a Modern Wisdom quote. I'm on a Modern Wisdom podcast. I might have gotten that wrong, but you doing something might feel bad, but you're going to live with that feeling far less than the story that you get to tell in the end, right? Right now, okay, you're swimming in puddles. Everybody thinks you're weird, but in 5 years, there's going to be a new sport where you swim in puddles and everybody's going to think, oh, that's the person that started it. That's the person that started it. He's so cool, right? But nothing changed. The only thing that changed was the fact that now it has a spotlight on it and people approve of it. But you don't need to wait for approval to do something. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Hope you have an absolutely amazing rest of your day. Do something you enjoy today. Most importantly, if you love to do something, make sure you do it. Live your life and let others live theirs. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys soon.